Right. We're at the start.
Right, I'll write start in because it's off the top of my thing.
Right, that's off the top of me as well.
Right, let's start.
You got the diamond mine.
Right, yeah.
Right, you just want to go along to the left of the diamond mine. Well, just down from the start. So you're underneath the diamond mine.
Down the left-hand side?
Yeah, so you're underneath and then...
Right, I'm right underneath the centre of the diamond mine.
That's right, yeah. Now, you've not got a wagon wheel, no. What have
No.
you got between the diamond mine and the Rift Valley?
Where's Rift Valley?
Up at the top
A
right.
cactus.
You've got a cactus, and is that in a sort of...
It's underneath it.
Underneath the Rift
It's
Valley?
underneath the left-hand side of the valley. You know the valley sort of dips? Right. On the left-hand side, there's a wee cactus up the top.
Ah,
It's
right.
right underneath that.
Right, well, you want to go on a slight... a slight gradient upwards to your right.
Right.
So you're just past the centre of the map, I would say.
Right.
You should be a wee bit past the centre of the map. Now you want to go just straight up and then round, so you go over the top of the Rift Valley and then down through the centre of it.
Down through the centre.
Yeah, you want to go down through the centre of the Rift Valley.
Right. So I've done that.
Right. Now if you've got rocks
I've got rocks.
underneath.
Yeah.
You want to go straight down and then sort of halfway curve out slightly, so you go past diagonally past the rocks to the left hand side. You're missing them by a few centimetres.
Right, I'm at the bottom of the rocks, I've done
You're
that.
at the bottom of the rocks, right. Now you've not got a stone creek to the left of the rocks,
A
have you?
what?
A stone creek.
I've got rapids.
That's to the left and slightly underneath the rocks, is it?
Yeah.
Right, well you want to go
This is directly underneath the diamond mine.
That's right. You want to go down slightly from the rock level and then curve back up and go over the rapids. So you're on so sort of directly on top of them.
Right, so I'm over them.
Right. Now you want to curve down so you're at the side of the rapids, a few centimetres out from them.
How many?
So 5 centimetres, just
Shit.
so you see the line. So you're basically in a line with the very end of the swamp. You want to go out that far, and then straight down, slightly curved shape, the sort of eye shape. So you come down to you got stone slabs.
Yeah,
You want
I've
to
also
be
got a manned fort.
right. Well, you want to go straight down. I don't know, miss your manned fort, and the level you want to get to in this sort of curve is it should be
Am I
directly
going
on
in a curve?
a slight curve, basically straight down and then curve slightly, so you're right underneath the white water and just slightly above the level of the stone slabs. It should be in the sort of shape of an eye, you know, the sideways shape of an eye you get at school. That sort of idea of a curve. Right, are you there?
Right, I'm underneath the man fort on a level. Have you got Stone Creek?
Yeah, you should be above Stone Creek.
Right, that's where I am. On the same level as the stone slabs.
Right. Now, have you got to your right underneath the rocks, have you got an outlaw's hideout?
Saloon bar. Outlaw's hideout, yeah. It's above them.
Yeah,
It's
it's
above the rocks. Above the gold mine.
the gold mine.
I've got gold mine.
All right.
It's just below the rocks.
Below the rocks, right.
There's Outlaw's hideout.
That's right. That's right, below the rocks. You want to go up. In a fairly sort of, well, just a sort of logical gradient. So you're underneath the outlaw's hideout. Just right underneath it.
Right, I'm there.
Now, have you got a noose below the outlaw's hideout?
There's a gold mine though. Above
Right.
the right above the noose, just right below the Outlaw's hideout. Slightly, it's directly above the noose.
Right. Well, you want to curve out slightly so you're to the right of the gold mine and to the right of the noose. And then just come straight down to the bottom, right of the noose.
Right, that's where I am.
Right. Now, you want to keep curving down to, well, basically keep curving down till you're above. You've not got a swan pond, no.
A what?
You've not got a swan pond.
No.
Right. Well, you want to keep curving down. You're at the bottom, right of the noose. You want to curve down, so you're just sort of a few centimeters, 5 centimeters, maybe above the N. You know the writing at the bottom, the NAQ C6 stuff.
Yeah.
You want to be just above that, and your level is about roughly the middle of the saloon bar. is your level.
Right, I'm there.
Right, now, a few centimetres to the left of that, I've got the Swan Pond.
How many, roughly?
Don't write anything yet, by the way. I'm talking about 3 centimetres, probably. Right. I see, so you've got to, basically from where you are, go along very slightly, and then curve up over the Swan Pond, and then back down to the same level that you're at. So the curve you want to get is basically to the top of the saloon bar, the level. Curve up there, then curve down.
How long's this one?
Right, the end of it is at directly down from the end of the stone slabs.
Right. So got that, and then I go down to where I was.
No, the level you were, yeah. That's right.
Right.
And from there you want to curve, so you're underneath the saloon bar.
Underneath it?
Yeah.
Right, I'm and underneath the O.
Right, you're underneath the O. Right, well basically this is the bit that I messed up a bit last time. The finish is just keeping going to your left and covering up past the saloon bar, and it's a few, it's about 3 or maybe 4 centimetres out, 5 centimetres out from the left hand side of your page, and it's just above the roof of the saloon bar. And that's the finish.